The country of Georgia is home to some 4 million people. Out of these millions, Pastor Grigol is one of only two Georgian Seventh-day Adventist pastors.
We don't have many workers, and because of that, we have a lot of functions as pastors. And it's a big challenge because we do not have enough resources.
Pastor Grigol lives in the port city of Batumi, Georgia's second largest city. The mission challenges grow by the day as new apartments, casinos, and other developments are constructed around his church.
Many people don't trust when you talk to them about God. And I would say this is one of the challenges.
Although historically, Georgia was the second nation to officially adopt Christianity, Adventism has struggled to gain ground here.
Adventist church is very small in Georgia, approximately around 300 people. And they are scattered all over the Georgia. In Batumi, we have a church approximately consisting of 40 members.
Despite their small numbers, church members in Batumi have a heart for mission. So they have found practical ways to follow Christ's method of ministry.
When we become friends with people, like we try to organize different social projects and humanitarian projects for people who are in need. And when they get closer to us and when they start to communicate with us, then we have more trust from them.
Recently, the greatest need comes from the influx of Ukrainian refugees. Adventists in Batumi welcome refugees to their church for a variety of classes and programs. Today, they are conducting English classes. The classes are a great way for the Ukrainians to come together to learn and socialize. These gatherings have allowed them to develop a community away from their homes in Ukraine. It allows them to feel supported and cared for. The church also offers classes to learn the Georgian language. Learning Georgian helps them find job opportunities more easily so they can integrate and feel more at home.
Through these projects, we become friends with them, and sometimes they ask questions about our church, about our beliefs, and we can share. Finally, we believe that these projects, they will have influence, and maybe some of them will even start to attend our church.
Pastor Grigol and church members in Batumi have been praying for funds to build an urban center of influence that would provide space for them to offer more programs to their community. Currently, the church is too small.
Sometimes we have a challenge because we don't have rooms or space to conduct different kinds of events and meetings. Like, for example, with this English class, we have to use our hall where we have services. This is our biggest need, I would say.
This quarter, a portion of your 13th Sabbath offering will help construct an urban center of influence in Batumi, Georgia. This will vastly improve outreach efforts here.
This is a big honor and big joy, I would say, that there are many people who care and who are interested in supporting the mission in our country.
Please pray as church members in Batumi continue to meet the needs of their neighbors. Thank you for supporting 13th Sabbath Offering projects like this.